when the grandmother house up there over the hill from us, when they tore it down, well, they carried a lot of the old pictures and things from her house up there and put it in my house. And so my children then took the notion that they wanted to fix it just to go back out there whenever they wanted to. We rented it for a while. And so they got one of those old pictures that was carried up there from grandmother's and put it up on the mantel right over the fireplace. And nobody had ever seen this person. And it was one of my husband's youngest brother. No, next to the youngest brother. And of course, he had died before I went there. And we knew whose picture it was, but none of us had ever seen the person. Huh. And just so, but grandmother had a lot of those up there in her house with, she had 8 children, and that's it, 3, 4 of them. One of her daughters was missionary to China, Shanghai, China, McTeer School for 32 years. And she had a lot of her pictures, you see, all of her preacher songs and songs. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody had gone out of the family then, except one boy and one girl. And anyway, they had moved down here, and he decided that he was going to have a glass house built out there. Hmm. And moved back out there. He'd done so old then, he and his sister that stayed in China all that time, that knew that she just wasn't able to go out there. But he tore the house down and made a little start and then quit. Mm-hmm. So that's when they were getting everything out of the house, mm-hmm. carried up my house to try to save it. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Did you have things like this to sit in your father?
We had some kind of rocking chair, but I don't remember how they looked. Mm-hmm. But I imagine most of them were just some kind of homemade chairs.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what this is, a Thomastown homemade.
It's pretty.
They have a chair factory down at Thomastown.
Was that right?
A few miles south of here. Mm-hmm.
It's a good looking chair. It looks comfortable.
Yeah, that's it. This granddaughter and husband, 4 children, was in here yesterday from Denver, Colorado. And he told his son, he asked me about the chair and where I got it. He said, we're going to get one of these and tie on top of our car when we start back home. The boy said, no, we're not. And Daddy said, yes, we are. So I don't know what they decide when they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Well, did you have anything like that?
I don't remember it. I know we did. It just had something kind of like that.
What did you call it?
I don't know that.
What would you call that now?
Well, I call it a couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them have what they call septic.